Be seated. Morning, everybody. Good to see you. And let's just pause and pray for a minute. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact you took upon yourself our humanity. Father, help us as we look at this passage. Please speak to us by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in a series at the moment, big moments in Jesus' life. And today we're looking at Jesus' baptism there in Luke's Gospel. You might want to turn it up if you haven't already got it open, on page 62. Les has just read it to us. So maybe a bit of scene setting might actually help us here. Jesus' baptism happened out by the River Jordan. The great and the good are listed at the start of Luke chapter 3, which not only helps us pinpoint in history the events which occurred, but it more importantly helps us to see John's stature, John the Baptist. Luke mentions him alongside the big guns of the day. And as John baptizes in the region around the Jordan, people flock to him. The baptism John did was shockingly new. Never before performed on Jews. They'd seen similar kinds of things, but usually performed on non-Jews, Gentiles, as part of a ritual for those wanting to become Jews. And once that was done, they were said to be born anew. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? John's was different because it showed that being a Jew by birth wasn't enough. And we're told that John was proclaiming exactly that, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And John was this forerunner spoken of in Isaiah, preparing the way for the Messiah, for his arrival, crying out in the wilderness, "Get ready! Get ready! The Messiah's coming!" Have you ever had an urgency to get ready for an impending arrival? Any of us who've ever been involved in Ofsted, an Ofsted inspection, will get this. Boy, you know it's coming. And when it does, everybody goes bonkers, getting ready. Well, if the emperor was coming to your town, they'd get the place ready. Ofsted times 100. And how would they get ready? Well, they'd literally build a whole new road, a smooth, straight approach for him to travel down so that he could arrive in all his pomp and glory with no deviations, the emperor coming to visit. Well, John is announcing an even more important visitor. Prepare the way for the Lord. He's coming. Make it straight. Fill the valleys in. Smooth out the hills. Cut off the corners. Smooth the way. Build the road. It's not the emperor who's coming. It's God. God himself in human form, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And how is that approach road built? Repentance. God's good things, his salvation, his forgiveness, they're not automatic when Jesus arrives. It's dependent on hearts being made ready. How are hearts made ready? repentance, turning to God and seeking forgiveness. That makes the way of access for this visitor, and it matters. So we got people flocking to John in this kind of repentance. And what he does is he points away from himself to Jesus. You see, John put people in water as a sign of a new start. But Jesus came to put the Holy Spirit in people to give new life. So get ready. Are we ready? Are we ready to meet Jesus? Because, you know, it matters. And then the important visitor arrives. Jesus himself. And we see in Luke's genealogy, in chapter 3, verse 38, that he's the son of Adam. He's human. He's a man, son of man. But he's son of God too. So truly human, truly divine. His humanity is unmistakable, as is his divinity. And Luke's account there that Les read's ever so brief, isn't it? John never mentioned. John's done. He's imprisoned by verse 20. There mustn't be any confusion here. It's about Jesus, not about John. It's not about the process of baptism either. It's about Jesus and his work. And what happens at Jesus' baptism while he is praying in verse 21? Well, as he prayed, heaven's torn open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice from heaven came, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Can you see that it's after prayer that heaven is opened? Jesus communed with his Father. He obtained what was promised to him only as he prayed. Well, there must be something there for us, mustn't there? That we too must stay in communion with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is, maybe I'm different, prayer is the one thing that's always pushed out, isn't it? If Jesus thought that it was important, we ought to as well, and place it in an important place in our lives. Do we? Do I? And as we pray, the heavens are not brass. They're opened. And Jesus elsewhere tells us to knock and it shall be opened to you. Prayer. And as Jesus prays, two things happen. From that, two things come out of that heavenly opening. In verse 22, we have the Holy Spirit and the voice. The Holy Spirit like a dove. Maybe shades of Noah's Ark and the dove, which found no place to rest as it hovered over the waters, the flood waters. Jesus, the Son of God, came through the waters and the dove lights on him. A resting place for the Spirit is the Son of God. It's Jesus who delivers. Is that what's going on? Well, who knows? But what's sure is that Jesus' baptism isn't the result of some private little experience which he had. It's not some inner consciousness which no one else was aware of. It was public, it was visible and audible. God's Spirit coming from the Father made visible and lighting on the Son. All this with God's audible voice. The Father speaks to the Son. The Son who has that unique relationship with the Father and the Spirit. Jesus, uniquely the Son of God. God and man. What a picture of the relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit. So why on earth was Jesus going to John to get baptized for repentance of sins? Jesus didn't need to. Well, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is challenged on exactly that point by John himself. And Jesus gives the answer. It's to fulfill all righteousness. He walked our life and fulfilled all the requirements of a righteous life. Again, he was human. He was baptized last among the crowds of people, the crowds of ordinary folk who recognized their need. But there's perhaps something else here. Jesus actually chose to be baptized for the repentance of sins. Maybe what he's saying is, at his baptism, it's right at the beginning of my public ministry, and I'm reaffirming my resolve to go to the cross to take away the sin of the world. And there are numerous personal challenges here for our lives, aren't there? The place of prayer, which we've all already mentioned. And Jesus urges those who would hear his call to follow him, to repent, believe, and get baptized, to follow his example. It's worth reflecting. Jesus, as we've already said, was God but human. Did he not feel as we do? Did he not at some stage feel hesitant about the task he'd come to do? Yet we see our Lord in a moment of self-humbling obedience. And in that moment of self-humbling, he receives the assurance that he needs from his Father. The voice, "You are my Son, my beloved, with you I'm well pleased." And then the Holy Spirit to equip him for the task ahead. Do we not feel timid, weak, ineffective at times? As we come humbly before the Lord, it's he who will enable us in our weakness to be strong. Strong to face whatever is ahead. And he equips us with his Spirit. We may not feel it, but that doesn't mean it's not true. And this passage challenges us about our commitment to Christ. Jesus committed to us at his baptism. Will we commit to him? Perhaps you've never been baptized and want to follow Jesus. Perhaps you have been baptized and you've nosedived spiritually. Come back. Perhaps you're just going through the motions. You're lukewarm. Maybe even stone cold, if you're honest. Come back to him. Perhaps you've never decided to follow Jesus. Now's the time. You'll find that this is none other than the way of life and peace. The exact thing that we're all searching for. In fact, what most people are searching for, isn't it? In life. But we search in the wrong places. Don't leave this place without doing something about it. Talk to us if that helps. Take a booklet from me. Put your name down for the next Christianity Explored course. Maybe consider confirmation. Jesus' baptism was pregnant with anticipation. It was the inauguration of his public ministry. Not done in a corner, but in public. His Father's approval and the Spirit's enabling. And our response to prepare the way for the Lord, God's coming, Jesus Christ. Are you ready?